This is episode number 667, The Power of Innovation.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Albert Einstein said, you can't solve a problem on the same level that it was created. You have to rise above it to the next level. Today, we're doing a coffee conversation with my good man, Matthew Cesarato, a.k.a. hashtag Caesar Life, who is the man who runs everything that you see here at School of Greatness headquarters. He's the operations and really kind of keeps everything moving forward at the highest level. And today we do a little coffee conversation. We've done this a few times. You guys ask us to continue to come back to share more behind the scenes, behind the mind of the way I think, the way we do things as a brand, and what we're always working on so you can kind of get that inside look. Today we dive into how we get involved with our audience and know what to improve on in our business on a daily basis. Also, what area of growth I committed to grow in during this particular episode. Also, why it's more important to focus on your customer than your competition, big one that Caesar talks about, and where innovation may not work in your business or your life, and how to get clear on what you do as a company, as a brand, or as an individual, which is huge for your future. And before we dive in, I want to give a shout out to the fan of the week. We appreciate you guys so much. So many of you have left incredible reviews, testimonials over on the podcast app. And this one is from Mark James Lent, who said, this podcast is thoughtfully crafted to tailor to a broad audience. No matter what age, race, gender, financial status, past or future goals, Lewis's content and guests are thought-provoking and stimulating. I left the corporate world to launch my own brand, write a book, and pursue my best life possible. This podcast is definitely one of my go-tos when I need a boost of inspiration. Thank you, Lewis. So Mark James, thank you, my friend. And again, we've got over 3,200 five-star reviews. If you want to leave one, you'll get a chance of being shouted out as the fan of the week.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Coffee Conversations with the one and only Matthew Cesarato. When was the last time you came on?
Months. Earlier this year.
Cheers. How old was Bella, your baby?
She might have been around 6 months.
What is
7
she now?
Months. She's almost 11.
Almost a year.
Yeah.
July 28th,
she'll be a
wow,
year.
Dude. Where did the year
One
go?
Year. It's nuts.
I was there for the birth.
You were.
Now she's almost
that was
walking.
Beautiful. That was a beautiful moment.
Beautiful moment. Now she's almost walking.
She is. She's standing. She's kind of scaling the tables and things and her playpen and all that sort of stuff.
Crazy. Yeah. And so much has happened in the last 6 months, but also in the last year. And I wanted to talk about, in general, the principle behind innovating your life and innovating your business and also constantly reinvesting in your future.
So now that your baby's almost a year old child, it's like we've got, you're thinking about as a dad reinvesting in her future, I'm assuming, right?
Of course.
It's like you're thinking about, well, okay, we got to start saving a certain amount for her.
College 529.
Yeah. We got to start thinking about, you know, where we're going to live in the next 4 years for her school, kindergarten, preschool, all that stuff.
That stuff is more real, I think, once you have a child to start thinking about.
Yeah.
Because as a parent, you're the protector. You're preserving their innocence. You're creating the opportunities that, at least I remember, my parents definitely strove every day to create for me growing up. I mean, it's just allowing them to have every possible opportunity for growth and dreaming and being a kid, having fun. I mean, right now, she's not even a year, and it's just more so focused on just being there, spending time, connecting. I mean, just looking into her eyes every time, every morning, just blows me away. When I'm just seeing her pupils dilate in wonder and awe, and it's just, it's beautiful.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Amazing. But, yeah. She's a cutie.
Yeah.
But you've had some a lot of sleepless nights, so.
Last night was one.
Really?
Yeah, we ended up having to like just literally bring her into bed with us, which I know some parents are going to be like, no, don't do it. But she just would not go to sleep on her own.
Wow.
She'd fall asleep, and the second you do that transition moment into the crib, and we can get into this whole topic of like child like sleep patterns and how to like train them to sleep, but we're kind of just going with just instinct right now, Kendra and I. So and family always gives you great input because they've been through it first.
Absolutely.
So, but back to innovating business and life.
Innovate business and life.
Yes.
We've been one of the things that I like to do a lot is think about the future and what can we invest in now that's going to be a big payoff for the future. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of conversations that I hear from people in our inner circle group or just on social media who are asking me these questions about, you know, how do I get to where I want to be? Lewis, what did you do 10 years ago to where you're at now? Like, how did it happen? And I've constantly been reinvesting in bigger, scarier projects that I believe will pay off. Now, some of them haven't always paid off. Right. We tried to launch a magazine a few years ago and never launched it. And we spent all this time and energy investing in design and development and resources and the team and decided it wasn't the right fit at that time. And we put a pause on it. So some things that you invest in or some things that you try to innovate aren't always gonna pay off.
Right.
But I think that innovative mind will always pay off.
Course.
Even with a few things that maybe not. So we've been working on a few things lately, and we've been talking about some of them behind the scenes a little bit, but I think we'll dive in a little more today. Is it two big things or three big things? Well, we've got three things that we've got coming up. One is we made an announcement about a month and a half ago about a show that we partner with on Facebook, and it's called Inspiring Life with Lewis Howes, and it comes out early August. And again, this has been a year and a half journey, about a year and a half journey.
It's been exciting and trying. I mean, just watching you just continue to like beat on that door until it just happened. It was really powerful. And I think that's the cool thing about what I've seen you create in your life and your business is, you know, and even the podcast is just this hunger to try new things, see what works, be willing to test and fail, be willing to try and fail. And be willing to ask for the big potential opportunities to happen. And Facebook show being one of them. You know, and I don't know how much you've shared or what we can really share about the trajectory of making that happen. But I just remember it was conversation after conversation you would continue to have, connecting with the right people, sharing what the vision and the dream is for the show and how it's going to create an impact for the audience. And that essentially just won out, I think.
Timing, the right time for me, the right time for the platform, the right connections, the right experience. I don't think I would have been ready a couple years prior to this for the opportunity. So I think it was my own experience. So a lot of things had to come together. And we'll see how it goes. We'll do a full recap probably in a few months about everything once it's come out and all the ups and downs and the amazing things that are coming with it. I've decided that in order to reach my vision of reaching 100 million people, I've got to start accelerating the partnerships in the distribution. It can't just be all me working or just our team working on it. It's got to be bigger strategic partners. and being innovative in the process of reaching distribution. Not doing it the way that most people do it, but really just trying to think bigger and innovative. And that's something that we did a year and a half ago that's taken a long process and a journey, but the goal is it's gonna pay off big time in helping more people, making our brand more larger known around the world, and impacting lives. You know, obviously we wanna build our business and grow our business, but really impacting lives. And everything for me has started with the podcast. Like you say, we always go back to the podcast. We're at almost 70 million downloads now.
Yeah.
And we launched 5.5 years ago. Yeah. 70 million downloads. And it wouldn't have got there without us being innovative in our approach to investing in the production quality, investing in great people like Tiffany, who's running all the video and the content editing and everything like that. And investing and innovating in the way that we do things. If I would have just kept doing it the same way that I started out on my iPhone, it wouldn't be where it's at.
Wouldn't be where it's at, no.
We wouldn't attract the right people, we wouldn't reach the right people, and it wouldn't be building a business.
You know, I mean, that's essentially what the podcast is about. It's growth mindset. You don't necessarily want to stay where you're at. You have this dream, this goal, this vision that you're looking at, and your dream, goal, and vision was to impact 100 million people and 100 million lives to living the greatest life. And so every step you took from being on your iPhone that I've seen in that journey, and that was prior to me even coming on to you know, support the business, was then going, what's the next step to increase the amount of lives that you can reach and connect with? And those steps that you took were steps that increased the growth. Mm. I mean, even, you know, I asked today, is this just gonna be audio? And you're like, no, I wanna invest in video. I wanna invest in the video content, because everybody watches TV, everybody watches content online, and it allows you even this different type of engagement that some people like. So we have people watching the video, people listening to the audio. Now, most of them are listening to the audio, but you've continued to invest in the things that potentially could pay off, potentially could be innovative in your space. And I think podcasters that have allowed themselves to get in the video space have seen that the growth is there, you know? Yeah. And that also shows about the Facebook show. I mean, they're focused on creating great video content out there for their audiences with Facebook Watch.
And they're doing an amazing job. We just had a call with their team.
Amazing, yeah.
And again, we're not allowed to share certain things, but they are really innovating their platform.
So innovative.
You know, look at the growth of Facebook in general, how far it's come over the last 10 plus years. They continue to innovate, and because they're innovating and investing, and they're putting a lot of money into original content in all these incredible shows, and they're putting money into it, they're innovating their platform. 4 years ago, I don't even think there was video on Facebook. I think it just started with video on Facebook a few years ago. Now they're putting a lot of their emphasis on video and original content, longer form content. And it's paying off. They're getting their users to stick around longer, and it's helping build their business and make an impact. And that was my intention with them, was let's find the biggest distribution partner in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got 2 billion on Facebook. They've got, I believe it was 1 billion active daily members on Instagram. So I'm sure there's cross promotion there of people who are, you know, Instagram is on Facebook, but there's probably, and then they got 1 billion, I believe, on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Billion on Messenger or something crazy like that. They've probably got a few billion in their ecosystem.
I mean, do you
half
remember
the world?
Do you remember getting on Facebook?
Yes.
We were at Capital University. It was like the time that we met. It was the time that Facebook came out, and they were rolling out university after university, and then Capital University was rolled out, and everyone joined, and here we are today. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable,
crazy.
And they've
innovated.
That's it.
They constantly innovate. Now, side note. There's ways to innovate in your life and your business. We're probably going to focus more on the business side of things right here. But, you know, I think of other business models, the ones that, in my mind, correct me if I'm wrong, haven't really innovated that much for a long time. I think of one of the most successful ones here in California, In-N-Out, which has been the same thing for, I don't even know, 50, 60 years or something. I don't know how long they've been around, but they have the same model. Same like franchise, I guess they don't even franchise, it's all family owned. It's like 5 things you can order.
Yeah.
I don't think they've really innovated that much, but they have lines outside of the building constantly.
Yeah.
So maybe there's things they have innovated, I'm not sure.
I think their brand is just, They've done something with their brand, I think, that is pretty special.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the product, you know when you have an In-N-Out burger. I mean, it's just
amazing.
A different taste, different experience. I think what they've done is they've really just done well with nostalgia, maybe, because you go in there and you feel like maybe you've taken a blast from, you know, step back in time and you're just going back to your grandparents had a burger at this place years before. And I think there's something with nostalgia there with In-N-Out Burger.
But it's also just amazing taste.
It's an amazing product.
So you've got the best product, you may not have to innovate.
The vegetarians out there are not going to love this, but let me tell you, I love In-N-Out Burger.
I haven't had it in a while because I know it's not good for me, but it is so good. Tasty.
You're on a health kick. You're trying to innovate your life in a healthy way.
It's fasting. I've been doing some other stuff.
That's powerful to watch. Yeah.
And it's like, if you want to see growth, you have to innovate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to innovate somewhere.
Of course.
Do something different to optimize the situation you're in.
Yep.
So that was just one thing that came to mind is like, I haven't really seen them come out with new products. You know, like McDonald's comes out with new products all the time. They've got like salads and other things, right? They've innovated their menu, but...
And innovation sometimes comes from listening to your consumer, your customer, your clients. I mean, that's, I think, where a lot of our innovation as a business comes from. People make requests,
you know,
podcast guests. I mean, you're connecting through social media, and sometimes you haven't even known about a person, and you're like, oh, I had somebody mention this person.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, interesting. And then you get excited about it, and you're like, yeah, I've never knew this person before this moment. One of my social media followers was like, hey, how about this guest? You follow them, you connect with them, they're on the podcast. I think a lot of it has to do with your customers. I think maybe in In-N-Out doesn't have to innovate because their
customers
are like, we love the product, we're still coming. You give exactly what they want, they expect. And, you know, I mean, they're quick with it. I mean, it's fast food and they do a great quality fast food. So.
Yeah, and there's ways, you know, in business, I think that's the right move. It's like, if you're thriving with your customers and your business is going up, you don't need to constantly innovate.
Yeah.
Until you see requests, a constant feedback. That's why you have like comment boxes at restaurants or whatever. It's like, hey, we want more of this. Otherwise, we're not coming back.
Yeah.
And so you have to be mindful of the customer. So I think In-N-Out has done a great job of that.
Speaking of customers, I mean, I still go back to, there's one person that is obviously innovating at a level as a business owner, and not only as him, but also in how he's, you know, getting his business to continue to innovate, and that's Jeff Bezos with Amazon.
It's amazing.
And, you know, he attributes it to just customer obsession.
Right.
That's what he calls it. We're just customer obsessed. And so I think, yeah, that's definitely a place where innovation lies, and it also lies in the visionaries, the leaders, every entrepreneur out there with a dream and a vision. I digress a little bit, but I just know that Jeff Bezos and what he's done with Amazon is really focusing on the customer.
They stand out in what they do. Everyone's got Amazon Prime. Everyone orders something from Amazon. It seems like they innovated by investing in buying Whole Foods to be able to even capitalize even more customers and help their customers even more with Whole Foods. And so they're making that investment to innovate. And which brings me back to what we've been doing with the Facebook show and just the content we're creating in general. Again, we're investing in content because there's so much noise out there in our space. Right? There's so much noise in general out there on social media, on every platform. And if we want to stand out like the Amazon of the industry, it's like you've got to be willing to invest, acquire content, make different types of content, and create a product that is so great that people have to buy it. Mm-hmm. You gotta make the product so good. And so that's what we've been doing with this Facebook show. It's like, while everyone's creating a YouTube show or this or that or whatever it may be, or vlogging, let's invest in something deeper. Let's do deeper work that's gonna take longer time, that's gonna be harder to do, but hopefully it hits the right thing and spreads through the world, and that's the goal. So we've been doing that with the Facebook show. We also have a documentary that we've been filming and editing for the last, is it year and a half now? Almost a year and a half?
It'll be coming up on a year, yeah.
A year, since we started filming it, right? Like in the summer of last year. And that's been, again, an investment in a lot of money, a lot of time and resources, a lot of energy from a lot of people that we've hired in our team as well, going through hundreds of hours of archived video.
Mm.
spending all that time and energy.
Seeing all those boxes.
It's crazy, man.
Childhood footage and photos and, you know, the pictures your dad took when we were playing football back in the day. Mm-hmm. It was kind of exciting. It was just cool. I mean, again, talking about nostalgia, just going back and going, wow, look at those pictures of us, you know, in college playing football and going through that, going through those archives of actual footage that you had from your family, from yourself.
Exactly.
Was a fun experience to just kind of go back and you know, step back in the past for a little bit. You know?
It's been fun.
But the documentary, I mean, being that that is also something new, I mean, you have to consider new options and innovation. You can't get stuck in your lane so much. And I think that's...
And we've never done this. We've never done something like this.
Never done it. Even the trajectory of you, you know, you started very much in the internet marketing game, network marketing and stuff like that. And you have moved forward to becoming a podcaster and have mastered
that. And writing a book.
Exactly.
Writing books and figuring that process out.
So you've definitely chosen a lot of verticals rather than just staying in your lane. There's just so much variety and options out there. Follow what you're excited about, obviously. And I think that's what you've done and what served you. And you were excited about a documentary. I mean, our business has really thrived around what you rally around and what you get excited about. And doing a documentary that continues to always point back to what the business vision and mission is, the impacting 100 million lives, is always where we kind of rely. It's like the cornerstone. It's like everything that you try to do, everything that you want to start and test and try kind of falls back on that principle of our business,
right?
You know, our mission.
Yep, exactly.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
And the documentary, again, until you do something, it's going to be, if you've never done anything, it's going to be innovative for you. So when I launched a podcast, I'd never done it before, that was innovative for me from being an internet marketer before that. Writing a book was innovative for me because I'd never done that. But the second time I did it, I was already an expert because I'd already done it once, hit the New York Times list. And so we knew what to expect the second time. Same thing with the documentary. This is a new exploration, a new adventure. It's innovative right now. mm-hmm. until we do it again. And then it's rinse and repeat, or it's, you know, a little tweaks here and there.
Which is great.
Right.
If something's working, continue
it. Keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
Until it doesn't work.
Of course.
Exactly. You know, I could have continued being an internet marketer and put more time and energy in doing that 7-8 years ago, but it wasn't fueling my soul as well as much. And I wanted to do other things. I wanted to be creative as well. So we have the documentary that's we're going to be, the goal is to be shopping it around here soon. We're finishing up the final touches. And my intention is that it's going to be on Netflix, featured right front and center. They're promoting it. And it's going to be spread around the world. That's the goal.
That's right.
That's the vision. Baby.
That's what I get excited
about.
That's
the vision.
That. When you start saying, I want it on Netflix.
Yes.
I mean, I rally around that. I get excited about that. Our team gets excited about that. So
we'll see. We'll see where things unfold. And then also the third thing that we've got going on right now is our annual event, Summit of Greatness, which this will be the third year. So it's not innovative in the fact that we've already done it twice. But it is innovative in that we're doing a new, bigger venue and stretching ourselves out of our comfort zone. We've done something twice that's comfortable. We know how to do it. And I think in order for us to continue to reach more people, we had to get a bigger venue because it only held 1,000 people or something.
We outgrew the venue.
So this new venue holds like 2,500 plus. If you haven't got your ticket yet, make sure to sign up at summitofgreatness.com. It's going to be incredible. Big speakers announced already. And we're focused on that as well. That's what, 3 months away? Something like that?
That's right.
3 months away, October 4th through 6th. And we're constantly innovating everything we do in order to make it better.
Right.
Some things we're doing the same. The podcast, it's a similar thing for the season that we're at right now. Yeah. Until we realize we need to do something different.
I think innovation, I mean, it's also just hearing you talk, it's like you have to be so detail-oriented, so micro-focused to really just make the most out of everything. When we talk about Summit of Greatness and when we get on our bi-weekly calls right now, it's like we really focus on what are those just micro pieces that are just going to be focused on bringing such an amazing customer experience that is just going to blow people's minds.
That's the key.
I mean, those are the words that you use.
The emotional feeling that you give people that they feel like, wow, this is so worth the investment.
Yeah.
And it's going to change the trajectory of my life, at least for the next year.
Right.
There's so many people that have come to the Summit of Greatness who build relationships, business partnerships, or friendships, and they've been connected for the last 2 years as like their best friends.
Right.
And that's cool to see that we created an experience where people were able to come together and build something greater for their life.
It's amazing.
And that's the whole point of everything that we do with the Facebook show, innovating there, hopefully reaching the masses with the content we have there, our podcast, doing it 3 times a week, the documentary, the goal would be to just continue to do this in different formats. And then a live experience. Again, a lot of the stuff we do is digital, it's all online, and that's the fastest way to scaling. But we also wanna create that intimacy and connection for a lot of people who are willing to make that investment in themselves and willing to make the trip to Columbus, Ohio. So
that's right.
Those are the main things that we've been innovating. And again, some things are going to pay off huge. Other things, maybe they're so-so. Some things that we do in the future may not work at all.
Right.
And I think that is the key, is to assess where you're at in your business or your life and ask yourself what's working and what's not working. Continue to do the things that are working. The things that aren't working, whether it be your relationship, maybe you need to innovate the way you communicate to have a stronger relationship and make your customer, quote unquote, your partner, happier.
That's right. Of course.
And make them feel more accepted or loved or heard or seen.
And you both have to come up with a vision for your life.
Absolutely.
You know?
The vision's got to be aligned for both people.
You don't have to sit there and go, oh, it's like a business.
Right.
No, it's, but the same principles apply. You know, I think that's what.
Innovating and investing in the relationship, investing in your ability to communicate better or let go of things better, or whatever it may be.
Still connect, even though, you know, my
still
wife and
connected.
I have the most amazing addition to our family, to our lives. It doesn't mean that that needs to be our sole focus. We still have to give time back to each other, invest time in order to continue to innovate our relationship to being the best relationship that we want.
Because you're at a different stage now. In the, you know, honeymoon travel phase the first couple of years, then living together phase.
It's a lot easier when all you have to do is focus on each other.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So as human beings, we get to invest and innovate in our personal lives and our business lives or our career lives or job lives if we want to reach greater results in the future and if we want to keep growing. And if we aren't innovating or investing in our future, it's going to be challenging to grow. And I think that's where I see a lot of people struggling is when they feel a lack, they're like they're stuck. They feel like they're not growing. They're not seeing any progress in their dreams or in their vision or their goals. And that's why it's important to invest. Like you were just saying to me yesterday, like you were telling me that I should invest in a vocal coach to say, you know what, you're going to be doing a lot
Christina,
more.
Christina, producer, had brought it up to me multiple times. And I was like, yeah, I think that'd be a great opportunity.
Exactly. And so I'm like, you know what, at a new stage of my life, if I'm going to be on TV a lot more, I should do it. So we're starting that track of
figuring out. It's a place for growth.
Absolutely.
You know, it's an opportunity for something new to come out and you didn't see.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, again, innovation. Focusing on something, only one thing for so long isn't always, it's going to get you right to be focused on that one thing. But open yourself up for other options and possibilities in your relationship, in your business. And we haven't even shared the other options of innovation that you and I consistently talk about. I mean, potential production company down the road. I don't want to speak too much about the things that we continue to talk about privately and dream about. But, I mean, there are exciting opportunities. And I think it also just gets you hungry to be focused on more than just one thing.
That's it.
You know, it gives you the option to dream in other areas. Business, life,
health,
relationships.
Yeah,
absolutely.
By investing and innovating in your daughter's life right now for her future, it gives you much more peace of mind knowing that in 17 years, when she goes to college, you have the innovation and the investment has paid off.
That's right.
That's a very delayed time. You know, I'm thinking more of a year, 2 years out in our business. Like, what's the investment we can make right now that's going to help us next year in the future years?
Of course.
But that's a long time.
Just talking about what you just said, you don't wait to contribute to college or wait to save until the time when you need the savings. Mm-hmm. Innovation is not about that. It's not reactionary. It's not reactive. It's prior to having to react. It's thinking before you act.
Mm-hmm.
Of opportunities that, you know, lie out there in the future. So, yeah, I think, and I'm not saying a college savings is innovative.
Right.
But, you know, I think it obviously works. People are doing it because it works. It allows you the comfort now to know that there's going to be something in the future and not having to be reactionary where it's time for college. We don't actually have anything. We didn't spend the time to be diligent with our savings. So, I mean,
that's it. That's the key. I mean, again, for me, we work with our mastermind members, the Greatness Mastermind, and this is something that I talk about with them when we do our quarterly meetings is just, you know, what are you doing right now that's going to invest in something greater for your future, that's going to help your business? You know, we focus on business a lot in that mastermind. What's the thing you're going to invest in now that's going to make you stand out from everyone else in your own industry so that your customers will notice you. They're going to see you standing out by yourself, and they're going to start coming to you and seeing what your products and services are, what you have to offer. And they're going to start paying more attention because you're different and you're innovative. And when you do that, you're going to attract more customers. Your business is going to thrive. And that's the key. It's figuring out how do we innovate to stand out. And when you can stand out and offer a great product, whether it be business or personal life, if you're a great human being, you're going to attract the life you want and the business you want, and you're going to continue to see growth. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Anything you wanted to add on top of that to finish it?
No, I think really, again, as far as a business, focus on your customers. I think you can't go wrong with that space. Listen to them. If you have a customer support team out there, connect with them. Talk to them. Be willing to see what's going on the micro level.
Mm-hmm.
Be focused on those details, because those details are important. They do lead to innovation. I would say that. Watching you, you really weren't driven by focusing on your competitors, because I think businesses can really do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can be so focused on what your competitors are doing and trying to do what they're doing. I think I've never really seen you do that. You continue to run your own race, and I think that is a necessary thing. You can get too bogged down with focusing on your competitor, and it leads to no innovation in your space. Stand out beyond your competitors. Focus on that rather than just focusing on living up to your competitors, you know?
Or copying them or...
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the one thing that you noticed that I could be more innovative in?
That's a tough question.
Maybe you've told me or you haven't told me before.
Going where you're uncertain about yourself, going where you're seeing the most problems for yourself. I don't know what that is. I think business-wise, we're pretty connected on that.
Yeah.
You know, and I know we're connected very close as personal friends as well.
But in business-wise, what are we not doing that we could be more innovative in? Or do you feel like we're doing too much innovation? Because there's a balance of that too. It's like you don't want to be constantly innovating,
right,
and not focusing on what's working.
I think what I just said about focusing on competition and what they're doing, seeing what everybody's doing, trying to duplicate the next thing that everybody else is doing. I'm not saying don't do that, but don't get so hyper-focused on that.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to work for your business? Mm-hmm. Get to know your business. Let's focus on us. Let's look inwards. We have the answers here. And the answers lie in our customers, in my opinion.
That's
continue it. To focus on relieving that pain point when it has to do with what we're teaching in their businesses. Relieving that pain point when we're, you know, bringing on guests for the podcast that are speaking on whatever topics, health, wealth, relationships, spirituality, going where the customer requests are, you know, is really supportive.
That's it.
I would say for you, not being so reactionary, maybe. I mean, you have such a vast network and they give you tons of information
That's
and
true.
Intel. And it's tough to sift through that because it sometimes takes eyes off the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've done that a lot in the past 3 years. I think we know, like, something looks exciting and seems to be like somebody has enrolled you into seeing something that they're currently doing that you have to do. You
know, some of those things have paid off. Some of them have not.
Some of them certainly have not. And some, yeah, absolutely.
Paid off big time.
Yeah,
so of course. It's really getting excited about something, but also giving it a beat and not rushing it.
Taking a moment, assessing it as it relates to your business.
Yes.
You know, and connect with the team.
Yes.
Outsource that opportunity to say, hey, guys, what do you think? Allow me a minute to check in with the team and say, what do you guys think about this opportunity? Rather than, hey, guys, this is what we're doing.
Right.
I just talked to Lewis an hour ago, and let's just do it.
That's it.
So
being mindful and patient as well of the innovation.
I see that the most loving way because, again, some of the most amazing things for our business happened with
because of
saying,
that. Yeah. Let's go now. We're doing this.
You're gonna be resistant, Matt. You're not going to want to do this, but I do. I'm going to tell you about it. You're going to say no, but I want to do it.
What's the thing that I've done over the last – because how long have you been with the – running the business now? Was it 3 years?
Early 2015 before the School of Greatness book launch. So it's over 3 years.
Over 3 years.
Yeah.
Almost 3.5 years. So what's the thing, if you can think back to the beginning, that I've done where I'm like, we're doing this, that...
I think I killed the magazine, to be honest.
I think you might have.
It was coming on board and I was like...
This doesn't make sense.
I think it serves us because we just did some coaching about our business, focusing on our business goals, where we see our business going. And identifying what business are we in. And right now we identified we're in the podcast business.
Yeah.
So
we're in the show business.
We're in the show business.
Create a show.
Of course.
And then that trickles down to everything else that we offer.
That's right.
Our products and services.
Yeah.
But the show is the main driving force. It's what builds the audience, it's what connects the audience, it's what offers value to the audience. Yeah. And then our products, services, events, books, you know, mastermind are the things that we sell.
Yeah.
To keep our business going.
That's right.
And allow us the resources to create the value to spread to the audience.
Necessary. You wouldn't be able to start the podcast if it wasn't for the resources you gained
from a previous business.
Your previous businesses.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's good feedback, good advice. So think about in your business or your life where you can innovate. Think about the place where the most pain is, where you're struggling the most. The skill that you can master to innovate in that space so you don't have that pain anymore. If you have a business, think about what your customers are saying they want more of and figure out a way to innovate and invest in offering that solution for them. If you haven't followed our Facebook watch page where the launch of our Facebook show will be. You can follow me on Facebook.com/Lewis Howes. Go follow that. We'll have it linked below in the YouTube video. If you haven't bought a ticket to the Summit of Greatness, go to summitofgreatness.com. We'd love to see you there. It's going to be an incredible experience, mind-blowing. Get ready. It's our favorite week of the year. And yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. Coffee Conversations. Matthew Cesarato.
Get back to work.
Appreciate it. Let's get back to work. There you have it, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for being here. Again, all about the power of innovation. If you're not doing things to evolve and grow and learn and develop new strategies for growth in your life, then you are slowly declining and you are not innovating. So make sure to share this with your friends, lewishouse.com/667, all on the power of innovation. And again, tag me on Instagram, at Lewis Howes, on Twitter, Facebook, all the great places that you like to hang out online. And as Albert Einstein said, you can't solve a problem on the same level that it was created. You have to rise above it to the next level. That's what this is about, guys. Doing something different, innovating your life, be different than the normal individual in the world. Continue to be a stand for a higher standard in your life. This is your life. You've got an opportunity to do something incredible with it right now. And as always, you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate. Pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.